Good morning. Welcome to Mountain View Sings. I'm so excited. It's the first time I have been able to sit and enjoy and hear the sounds from you all in one time, and I'm excited to see what will happen. There are many things happening in the life of the church over the next few weeks. You'll want to make sure to take your bulletin and see what we have coming up. One thing to note is Christmas Eve, we will have two services, one at 5 o'clock, and that will be focused on children, but anyone is welcome to be there. And 7 o'clock will be a traditional candles and carols service, and you're welcome to be at that. And we will have both the choir and head for home, and I think the bells, so that 7 o'clock service will have all of those exciting pieces. And children are welcome at that service. So you're all welcome at either of those services. The 7 o'clock service, you might want to note, starts at 6:30. Because there's a musical gift offering from 6:30 to 7, where you'll hear some special music of the season at that time. So the service is at 7, but you're welcome to come at 6:30 to enjoy more music in that time. I think that's all the announcements I'm going to make, because I think we're all excited to start and to hear. So I would encourage you to take a moment to greet each other. I encourage you to stand up, shake hands, tell somebody you're glad to see them, and wish them a Merry Christmas. Your attention to the front. The De La Vega family will lead us in the Advent candle lighting this morning.
The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. Isaiah 35, 1 and 2.
Joy to the World is a beloved carol written by the early 1700s by Isaac Watts. It captures the enthusiasm we feel when announcing to the world the joy of our Messiah.
The first verse speaks to this joy. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. As we light the third candle of Advent, let us carry the joy of our redemption into the world, that the people may catch the Spirit.
Let us pray. Lord of joy,
we await your coming with great expectation. Our lives are marked by joy, even when our circumstance might prove to the contrary. May we bring joy to every heart this Advent season. Amen.
Thank you.
Please join me in the call to worship found in your bulletin or on the screens. Across the universe, creation waits.
Lift up your hearts, for God has looked favorably upon us and is sending us his beloved Son.
New life is coming. We can count it in days.
We prepare for this place where promise meets prophecy. Through story and song, we rediscover wonder.
God's love will change the world.
Let us listen for the sounds of Christmas and rejoice in all that is to come.
Our opening hymn is O Come All Ye Faithful, number 234.
Our service today is entitled Mountain View Sings. It is our gift to you, a gift of music and words that tell the story of Christmas. As we live in these weeks of waiting for the Christ child to be born, our faith tells us that God will fulfill his promises to walk with us, to journey beside us, and to bring us peace. Today, our voices may span generations, but our hearts all sing the same song. And today, we come to share that song with you.
One star burns in the darkness, shines with a promise, Emmanuel. One child born in the stillness, living within. speaks for the voiceless, hope for the hopeless, Emmanuel. One love brings us together, now and forever, Emmanuel. We're singing.
It's a good one. Lots of people involved. I should know. I have all their prayers right here in this bag. You see, I'm not an ordinary mail carrier. The letters I have in this bag are actual prayers that people have sent to God. I have prayers about all kinds of things from all sorts of people. They've been around for a long time. Prayers have been back to, a really long time. Long ago from a girl in a town called Nazareth. Let's listen to what she had to say.
God, you sent an angel to come and tell me I would have a baby, but I am still not sure why you picked me. The angel said you thought I was special, but I don't see how. I am no more special than the other girls in Nazareth. I don't have married. How can I be the one you have chosen to have this baby? But the angel told me not to be afraid and that your love is strong enough for anything. I will do as you ask. I am your servant, and my heart knows I will love and care for this baby. Please watch over me always.
Mary was to have a baby, and not just any baby. She was to have Jesus, the Son of God, who would bring light to the world. Needless to say, she prayed a lot during that time. I have all those prayers right here. Let me see if I can find one to share. Here's a good one.
Dear God, I am bursting with joy today. You took one look at me, and now I am the most fortunate woman on earth. Your promises are coming true to my heart, and my heart is truly full.
Wow, what a prayer that was. There's another prayer from Joseph, the man Mary was to wed.
Dear God, I love Mary, and I still wish for us to be married. The angel told me that Mary will be the mother of Jesus. I'm to become his father here on earth. I am your servant, and will do what is being asked of me. I will love Mary, and I will love her baby. I will care for them both. Please guide me and watch over all of us.
After that, I got very busy. The world awaited the birth of Jesus. There were all over, people sensed a great miracle was about to occur. Around that same time, Emperor Augustus heard the census to be taken throughout the empire. He declared that everyone should be returned to the town of their ancestors. Joseph was from the town of Bethlehem. Though he and Mary were very close to having her baby set up on a journey. The journey was long, and both Joseph and Mary sent many prayers along their way.
Dear God, watch over us.
Dear God, keep us safe.
Dear God, the inns in Bethlehem are full. Please lead us to shelter so that we may rest. Mary looks so tired.
Dear God, thank you for the kind innkeeper who has let us use his stable for the night. The animals are comforting, and the hay will offer us a place to rest. We are safe and we are warm. I feel the baby will be here soon.
That night, as the stars twinkled overhead, in anticipation of what was about to happen, we picture Mary in the stable. She waits for her baby, surrounded by the animals with prayers in her heart. Let us pause to reflect on our own verse. Please join me in the congregational prayer found in your bulletin and on the screens. Lord, we wait for your presence this Christmas. Help us to give with generous hearts and receive with thankfulness. Please take a moment for personal prayer and reflection. That night, the baby was born, the one the prophets had written about many years before. He would bring peace and love, hope and joy. God took special care to place a bright star high above the place the baby slept, so that all the world would know something truly special happened that night in Bethlehem. Mary wrapped her newborn son in cloth and laid him in the manger. types or prayers from people who sensed the world had changed. But Mary was quiet. Heart so full of love was at peace.
Dear God, your presence fills a small stable and I am
a. Dear God, what a perfect night this has been. But I don't think I'll stay quiet for long. I think many people want to be part of all that is happening tonight.
Prayers from each, from every corner of the earth came pouring in as people called out to each other, asking, have you heard the news? And little by little, the news of the baby born in Bethlehem spread.
Shepherd just out of
town. That he learned from a voice in the sky so high
and a bright star in the same sky.
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard that Mary is the mother's name? Have you heard that Jesus is the baby's name?
We heard from a traveler just rode by
that he learned from a prophet of years gone by
that this is to be the new king.
Have you heard? Have you heard the news?
Have
a
you
baby's
heard?
Born over
have
in
you
Bethlehem.
Heard the news?
And
have
a baby's born
to
over
be
in
have
Bethlehem.
A baby's born. A king is born in Bethlehem.
A baby's born,
a baby's born, a baby's born. Have you heard? He's to be the king.
He's to be,
he's to be, he's to be king, the baby.
Born in Bethlehem. Have you heard? Our king is a baby born.
Our king is a baby born.
Our king is a baby
born. King, born, king, born. The baby Jesus is our king.
As the ushers prepare to pass our offering plates, we remember the visitors to the stable that night and reflect on how they were awed by the baby Jesus, a gift from God. Let us in turn share what we have with this church so that the spirit of Christmas might reach each other throughout the year.
Sing we now to welcome him. child born to be our King. He is born.
Jesus is born.
With the angels we will sing.
Dear Lord, every good gift comes from you. Please help us to use our gifts to serve you and share our love with others. Your love with others. Amen.
Mary and Joseph waited for visitors to come and see the baby. Of course, the animals had been there all along, sharing the stable with them. Their prayers showed that even the animals understood that this baby was special.
Dear God, the baby has been born. The night, the light of the night from the star above falls over barn with wonder.
Dear God, the mother calls him Jesus. He will mean so much to the people all over the world. Dear God, this baby must be special. He fills me with love.
Dear God, this night is perfect. The babe makes me feel at peace.
The angels danced across the sky to celebrate Jesus' birth. They praised God for the baby, proclaiming to all that the baby had been born.
I'm smaller.
Joyous sounds all around on Christmas.
When I see the face of Jesus, it makes me feel all warm and tingly. I hope that feeling never goes away.
Tonight I feel like I'm dancing across the sky. I couldn't imagine a more perfect night in all the heavens. I hope that people all over the world will understand what this night means. Jesus will change the world forever.
Maybe Jesus looks like love.
I can't stop smiling.
The baby makes me happy.
From the shepherds. Here are just a couple of the best ones.
Dear God, thank you for sending us those angels. They were beautiful and magnificent. They spoke of good news and great joy and a baby. What an incredible sight to see.
Dear God, thank you for all the stars shining brightly tonight, especially the big one right above Bethlehem. I can't wait to run through the streets shouting, "A baby has been born." Truly amazing things this night. Truly amazing things this night in Bethlehem.
Thank you, buddy. Good job.
That night, the shepherds followed the star to find the baby in the manger, just as the angels had said. They shouted the news so that all would hear. He will bring us goodness and light.
Thank you.
Set the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, a star. Little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king. Do you know what
Do
I
you know what I know?
In your palace war, mighty king.
Thank you. You have listened to the story, and I know that your heart is singing with the joy of the season. This is Christmas, and for the whole year ahead, share the gift of Jesus with others, so that God's love can be felt by everybody around the world.
Please stand as we do our closing hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 240.
Before the benediction, I want to take a moment to thank some people. I'd like to thank Head for Home and Rebecca for all you do leading them. Thank you all very much. And Larissa's already taken the little ones out, but I want to thank Larissa who put together this pageant for us to see, and thank you all the angels and shepherds and animals that we saw. It was wonderful to see them, and I understand why they've left. But they'll be back next service. And I particularly want to thank Steve Bouchard, who brought this beautiful gift of music together and gave it such wonderful depth. So thank you very much. Thank you all. Hear these words of benediction. Go from this place with joy in your heart, hearing the music, taking it with you, and offering it to the world. Go in peace. Amen.
Thank you. everybody. Have a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas to you too and your family.
God, thank you, sir.